So we begin Parshas Va'era this week. Parshas Va'era picks up literally in the middle of the story. Moshe has come back to Mitzrayim. He's told the people that salvation is on the way. They originally were, of course, very excited. But then when he goes before Paro, together with his brother Aaron, Paro just makes things worse. He makes it so bad, in fact, that the people can't stand the sight of Moshe. They yell at him, "Why did you bother coming?" And then Moshe himself turns on Hashem and says, "Why did you send me?" And last week's Parsha then ends. Hashem says to him, the beginning of the speech that our Parsha opens up with, Hashem says to Moshe, "Now you're going to see greatness." And then that leads right into our opening psukim, which is in which Hashem says to Moshe, "Listen, Ani Hashem," he says, "I am Hashem," using the name of the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, which is the name which generally connotes creation, the power of creation. And then Hashem says the following to Moshe. He says, "I've appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, but when I appeared to them, I only appeared to them using the name of Kel Shaddai." That's one of the names of Hashem. That's what I appeared to them. But this name of Hashem, I did not make known to them. This idea that Hashem has many different names, we see that throughout Chumash. Sometimes we have the name Elohim, we have the name Hashem, the Yud and the Vav and the Hey, the Kel Shaddai, various other names. And this part, Hashem is clearly saying to Moshe, "I have revealed myself using the name Kel Shaddai, and now it's going to be something new. Now you're going to see the name Hashem." So all the Mefarshim try to figure out what's the difference between these names. What did the name mean that he revealed to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov versus what he's about to do now? The Ramban has a very lengthy discussion of this. He gives a couple of approaches. He goes through Rashi's approach, he goes through a Kabbalistic approach, and then he goes through what he understands is the Pshat, which is what I'd like to share tonight. The Ramban says as follows. The name Kel Shaddai is a name which comes from the idea of Minatzeach Ma'archos Ashamayim, a name which connotes that Hashem can subdue the heavenly constellations. Meaning, there's a concept called Mazel. The Ramban uses this all the time. He has this Kabbalistic approach to life. There's a concept of Mazel, that things are determined as a certain approach as to what will happen, and Hashem has the ability to circumvent, so to speak, to change that which is going to happen, but to do so within the confines of natural events. Meaning, normally it might have been that this was going to happen, and Hashem will change that, but not in a way that the onlooker will be like, "Wow, what was that?" No, in the normal course of events, things happen differently than they might have otherwise happened. That's the name, that's the power of Kel Shaddai. That was what was revealed to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Ramban explains, meaning, La'asos imam nisim gedolim. I did many miracles for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However, lo nizbatil bahem minhag ha'olam. But when I did those miracles, I never changed the order of the world. When they were starving, I found a way to get them food. When there was war, they were able to win. They became very wealthy. All those things happen all the time. People become wealthy. Their stocks suddenly do well. Do people suddenly say, "Miracles of Pun"? No, they were in the right place in the right time. Their businesses did well. Their stocks did well. This army won. That army won. Those things happen. Shem says, but the Midah, the name of Kel Shaddai, is my orchestrating things in the world that the right person should get wealthy, even though he might not have been destined to. The right army should have won, even though maybe they shouldn't have, but it was done in a normal way. And that is, says the Ramban, and here he addresses a point we've seen him address this a number of times already, b'chol ha'yo'adim sheba Torah. Every reward and punishment that's promised in the Torah is in this type of category. Because kilo savo al adam tova bischar mitzvah ora, there's no real reason why a person who does a mitzvah should be blessed with plenty, blessed with good health. Because I put on tefillin, I should have wealth? What does that have to do with anything? Why should there be rain in the land of Israel because the Jews keep Shabbos? Why should we be kicked out of the land if we don't keep Shemitah? Why the punishments of the Torah and the rewards of the Torah all happen through natural events, but they don't make sense. There's no reason that one should cause the effect of the other. Rak b'maaseh hanes. All of the rewards of the Torah are miracles within the confines of nature. Aval schar kol haTorah ba'olam hazeh hakol nisim. Everything is miraculous. Every element of reward and punishment, v'heim nistarim, but they're hidden. Yechoshev bahem laroim shu minhago shel olam. Someone looking down will say, normal. But if you paid attention, you would see these people had good things happen. This was a reward for the mitzvahs that they'd done. This was a punishment for the things that they did wrong. And this, the Ramban then addresses a massive question that's addressed by many, many commentators throughout the centuries. Why is it that the Torah speaks, whenever it speaks of reward and punishment, it always couches it in this worldly type of things? Meaning you'll get cattle, you'll have children, you'll have health, you'll have peace, you'll have money. Those are very worldly things. The Torah never says, if you keep Shabbos, you're going to get Tzchar Olam Haba. You'll live in eternity. If you put on your tefillin, if you don't speak Lashon Hara, Torah never says what's going to happen, La Olam Haba. It only says, whenever the Torah talks about reward or punishment, about this world. So the Ramban addresses, it's a major, major question. We only find Olam Haba in the words of the sages, in Chazal, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. They talk about it nonstop. In the Chumash itself, we don't find a reference to Olam Haba. Says the Ramban, Mipnei Zeh. It's because of what I just explained, the Ramban says, the Torah only talks about reward in this world. Because in this world, it doesn't make sense. What connection is there between tefillin and having wealth? What connection is there between keeping Shabbos and getting rain? So the Torah says, I need to tell you something that you never would have thought of on your own. That doesn't make any sense. That miraculous things will happen within the confines of nature. Prosperity, good things will happen by result of keeping Torah mitzvahs. I don't need to tell you, says the Ramban, explaining why the Torah says that your neshama will live forever in Olam Haba. Of course, he says. Where else is the neshama going to go? Kiyum ha-nefesh v'dveike b'alukim d'varoi b'toloda. That's the most natural thing, that the neshama that Hashem put in us will return to its maker and benefit and revel in the presence of Olam Haba forever. Torah doesn't need to tell you that. The Torah does need to tell you, if you keep Shabbos, you'll have rain for your crops. That doesn't make any sense, but it's within the world of nature. All of that, says the Ramban, is the name, the trait of Kel Shaddai. I will change what might have been the mazel. I'll direct within the onlooker saying, I don't see anything so strange, so it rained today. Big deal. The midah of Hashem, the yud and the hay and the vav and the hay, that is a midah of shinui hatolados, a complete change of the natural order. That's the example of the 10 makos that we're about to experience. The example of the splitting of the sea and the Jews walking on dry land. That is the midah of Hashem. I created the world, I control the world, and I will do it in a way that the onlooker will say, what in the world was that? That's the midah of Hashem. Says the Ramban, this is Hashem's explanation, his preview that he gives to Moshe. Now you're going to see. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov experienced me, Bekel Shaddai. Yes, they became wealthy. They won wars. Everything worked out for them in a way that was within the realm of nature. But now you're going to see, Shmi Hashem, the name of Hashem. I'm going to change the natural order of the world, and we will be talking about it for 3,000 years, as we still do every day and every Pesach. That's the name of Hashem, which I have not yet revealed to the world. We do not see that in Sefer Bereishis. We're only now going to see that beginning here in Sefer Shavuos. That's how the Ramban understands this. Maybe Mirz Hashem another night we'll talk about how Rashi understands this, and then the Ramban will bring a medrash, a third approach. These two traits, the difference between Kel Shaddai and the name of Hashem. We'll leave it at that for now, and we will daven Maariv.